Hey, it's Emily. Can we have a heart-to-heart real quick? I just wanted to let you know that I see you. And gosh, I know that you've tried every diet and you're just over dieting in general, right? And maybe you've been a longtime listener of the show and have implemented some of the habit hacks I've shared here, but you just haven't been able to be consistent due to, well, life and overwhelm. It's not your fault your habits haven't been sticking for you. You just need to do them differently. You need a habit strategy catered towards you, a busy working mom who knows the value of taking care of her health. But you just need a simple system to create habits that don't feel overwhelming and give you back the energy you need and deserve. So it's time to take action, and this is it. You know, my years of being a fitness professional and training moms in particular, I saw a gap between knowing, you know, that we need to work out, eat healthy, and talk nice to ourselves, and actually doing it. Our day-to-day life is just so unexpected due to the invisible load that we carry that it has just been impossible to make your healthy habits stick. That's where the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course comes into play. I created my signature program with you in mind, ensuring you'll finish it. It's an audio course, and I know you'll be able to complete it on the go in the car pickup line or even taking a shower. In just 10 episodes that you can easily binge in just a day or two, you'll leave with a 21-day plan to build momentum in your habits and feel good in your favorite leggings too. And this is all without dieting. Now, this is higher level habit strategy where we dig deeper into my atomic habit hacking system for women to address diet culture mentality, emotional eating, time and family challenges with food, chaos, disorganization, confidence, self-care, consistency and sustainability in your workouts and time and convenience habit hacks and so much more. This is based off of research, client testimonials and conversations with you all as far as your biggest healthy habit challenges that you have, we will cover it in the pod course. Plus, I just added two bonus trainings and 150 habit loops to help inspire you to create your own. And we even do bi-monthly group coaching calls when you need my eyes on your habit loops to help you continue taking action. Now, you'll leave with my habit hacking trifecta 21-day plan that is going to give you the confidence that you can make your habits stick and train for life and really just fall in love with the process of making your health an automatic habit that you don't even have to think about even more. And since I love my podcast listeners so much, and to celebrate you, I want to give you $20 off of the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. Just go to bit.ly/healthyhabitspodcourse and just use the code podcast at checkout to get $20 off. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. I am so rooting for you, girlfriend. Okay, let's get into the show. Hey friend, welcome to Self Transformed, a podcast dedicated to transforming your health in less time and guilt-free through the power of habit hacking. I'm your host, Emily Nichols, behavior change specialist, fitness and Whole30 coach, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I know the struggle is real when it comes to taking care of you. I too am a working mom who felt physically and emotionally drained, but lacked the time and confidence to actually make myself a priority. Creating habit strategies around my health was the key to help me finally create a consistent, healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel hard. I'm now on a mission to equip you with those same sustainable habit hacks to help transform your life from the inside out, guilt-free. Together, we will simplify your health into daily habits that don't feel like another thing on your long to-do list, but rather consistent actions that add up to a massive transformation that will stick through all seasons of your life. So if you're ready to habit hack your health and create your own self-transformation, then let's do this. Hello, hello. Welcome back to Habit Hack Thursday. I am so glad you're here. Happy Cinco de Mayo. I hope you are enjoying maybe some tacos, chips and queso, margaritas today, whatever floats your boat. I'm so excited because, you know, all
I love tacos and margaritas so much. You know, I even shared the taco method within my programming, which is a fun acronym to help you habit hack your health and do it consistently. But I hope you find some type of joy today. If that's taco and margs, then cheers to you, friends. I'm cheersing you with a margarita on the rocks. No salt. Hey, I hope you enjoyed our fitness series we just wrapped up. It was really fun getting to share my fitness journey with you. I've been really focused on rest this past week, something that used to not be very intuitive for me. I thought I had to work out every single day and move my body and, you know, burn all the calories and, you know, lift really heavy. But this week I've been really focused on rest. I'm in the middle of a big launch coming up, and sometimes when you're heading into a new season, your goals have to look a little differently. So I hope you felt inspired from the fitness series. You feel no guilt about taking rest days. It definitely took me a while to get here, and I hope you found a way to maybe step out of your comfort zone and go try something new to move your body, because I truly believe it's one of the highest forms of self-care, not for you just physically, but also mentally and emotionally, sometimes even spiritually as well. We're going to be talking about our free workshop coming up next Wednesday, the 11th, in the Facebook community. You can join us at bit.ly/self-transformed-fam. It's linked in the show notes for you, friend. I do a free mini workshop in our free community every month. This month, the girls in the group voted on talking about how to stop over preparing and just do the dang thing. Okay. So I know today's habit hack is actually going to kind of relate to this a little bit and lead you into the workshop. But join us live at 12 p.m. Eastern next Wednesday, the 11th, or watch the replay. You can even check out the guide section for previous workshops. This is just a way to give you all some free coaching every month. And I love the topics everyone comes up with. I don't come up with them. I give suggestions and the girls in the community vote on it. So come join us over there. It's super fun over there. And I have a fun announcement for you that, like I said, I'm in the middle of a big launch, something that's been on my heart for a while. And 3, 2, 1, go. Sometimes you just have to take action instead of just keep on thinking about it. But I am launching a new membership program. I'm so excited to be launching a founders beta group, if you will, of the Habit Hacking Society on June 1st. Yay! I'm so excited. So let me give you a little background on this before, just real quick, before we get into today's habit hack. But I've had this idea for a while. You know, I help women, in particular busy working moms, create a sustainable health plan backed by habit hacks, okay? And we do this in not a lot of time and do it in a way that doesn't feel guilty, because the two biggest challenges I hear in our community is I don't have enough time, or when I do take time for self-care or my own health, I feel really guilty about it. And I totally get that. I felt that way so many times. It still creeps in over time. But what we've developed is a system. You know, Self-Transform You is my signature program, and it's a big customized approach to help you week by week create a very customized health plan backed by these habit hacks. Well, I've noticed when talking with the girls that finish it up, they're kind of like, okay, what's next? I'm like, well, you got this plan to go through now. And they need the added accountability to sustain this health plan, to take them through all seasons of their life and feel confident enough to go through the process again without it feeling overwhelming. And it just kept, you know, kind of my gut, my heart, and when I keep having an idea that doesn't go away, I feel like I need to act on it. So I decided to launch this membership program. And what my vision is for it is a community where you get monthly planning parties to habit hack what your next month is going to look like. That way you already have a plan, not just like planning out like your to-do list and where you're running all your kids and everything, especially since we're going into summer. I know everyone's schedules are going to be changing and be a little different. But also scheduling in what your health plan looks like. What self-care activities are you going to do? And doing that in a community where we can do it live together. You'll have the support of other women that are feeling pretty much the same way. Because, y'all, I talk to everyone that comes into my community. It's always time and guilt are the biggest challenges. So we're going to overcome that together, friends, and we're going to have a challenge every month. There'll be free resources to help you plan. I have a new worksheet coming out within the membership, within Habit Hacking Society, to help you plan your month every month and really have some guest speakers. I might include like some free workouts. I don't know. The beauty of this founding member launch, though, is you get to get in on this June 1st before I officially launch the program in August. So I want to launch it in August because it's back to school. And I don't know about you, but I feel like when my kids go back to school, I kind of like get like a big handle on what my schedule looks like again, because we're back to normal for a longer period of time versus the chaos this summer. So what you have the opportunity to do now is get in at a very low membership rate as a founding member, and you're grandfathered into that rate for all of time. Okay, so it'll be a monthly option. It will be an option to do an annual payment option as well, with some discounts in there as well. But for now, before we launch, and you'll be able to give me feedback. You'll be like, Emily, this is great. Emily, this feels too overwhelming. Oh my gosh, Emily, I love it when we do this. Oh, we want this more in the community. We don't want this. That way we're able to grow it. You know, I update my programs every quarter because I listen to my alumni. I listen to my clients. I listen to my community. I'm asking for feedback all the time. So you have the opportunity to be a part of something really, really transformational, not only for yourself, but for other women as well, who are walking in the same shoes or similar shoes, maybe a different size, right, as you. So gang, if you want to get on the wait list, if you're interested in joining me for the founding launch of the Habit Hacking Society, go to bit.ly/HHS founder. That's Habit Hacking Society, abbreviated founder. I haven't linked in the show notes. Okay, if you're driving or in the shower and like, where do I go? I haven't linked at the top of the show notes for you. Get your name on the wait list. I will send you information on how you can sign up before the June 1st launch. I'm super excited for the Habit Hacking Society, and I can't wait to see you in there. All right, let's get into today's Habit Hack Thursday tip. So this tip was really inspired from my friend Polly Payne. She has created the Dream Planner. She's the CEO of Horatio Printing. And I don't know about you, but I always buy new planners at the beginning of the year, and then I never use them. I get all these really great intentions, and I get all these plans in place and all these things, but then I don't follow through with the actual planning process, which, hint, hint, we're talking about that this Wednesday, the 11th at noon in our Facebook community. But what I learned from Polly is to schedule in time in your week where you will review what's coming up for the next week and make your plans, okay? And I personally do this every Friday at the end of my workday. Now, I tried to do it on Sundays, but it didn't always work for me because Sundays are always different because we might have a kid activity, or we're doing like a family dinner somewhere, or it's really nice outside and we're at the pool all day, or we're hiking, or we're doing other outside things. So for me, Sundays used to not work, so I rescheduled it to Friday at the end of my days. So this is a really great habit hack because it makes you feel more in control of the upcoming week and your schedule, and it doesn't feel as overwhelming just storing all that in your head, but actually getting it out on paper. So I use the Dream Planner, and I actually use, you know, the pens all the teachers use. I got to grab it, figure out what it's called. The flare pens, you know what I mean? The Papermate flare pens. I know all the teachers love. I've gotten as teacher gifts a lot of times. And I use it to color code different things because I'm a very visual person and I like the act of actually writing things out. I use my Google Calendar as well, and I put personal business stuff on there as well. I send notifications to my husband so he knows what's going on as well. But I also have notifications on my Google Calendar to remind me, oh, every day at 3 p.m. you're going to do your daily devotional. Okay, every day at these various times, you're either coaching or you're doing your own workout. I plan it out for the week because if I don't have a plan, it's going to be so willy-nilly. I'm not going to know what to do. Like, I even have podcasting days lined out. I have client calls already scheduled in during specific times that work best for me. But I have to visually see it all. I just can't store it in my head. But you actually have to use your planner. So one thing to do is this super simple habit hack to schedule time in your week where you are going to sit down and plan out your following week. So I've been doing this since the beginning of the year, and I'm proud to say it finally feels like a sustainable habit for me. You know, it takes 21 days to form a habit, but 90 days for it to feel like a lifestyle. So I'm finally over that hump now where it feels like a lifestyle, and I'm really proud of myself, and I want you to feel that same way. Instead of feeling like chaos and having all these things stored in your head, getting it out on paper, having it planned out in your schedule this is when I'm planning out my next week. So bonus tip for you, you can stack this, have it stack it onto something you already do. So I usually wrap up my Friday workday around 3 p.m. That's right around the time when my oldest son gets home. And that's when I do it. I have my planner out all the time. I have like a baggie with all my pens where I sit down and I color code it. It literally takes 15 minutes. And just that little bit of time makes me feel more in control and less overwhelmed for the upcoming week. And, you know, I use the little whiteout strip to move things around as things change sometimes, but it just helps me feel more in control. So I hope you enjoy today's habit hack. Come join us to talk about how to stop over preparing and just take action this Wednesday, the 11th at 12 p.m. Eastern in our Facebook community. Love doing these live coaching calls with you guys every month. And come join us for the Habit Hacking Society. Get your name on the wait list to be a part of our founding member launch happening June 1st. Again, it's bit.ly/HHSFounder. I can't wait to connect with you all in this free workshop, in our membership program. I'm so excited to be able to offer this to you and watch the transformation that happens in the community that we're going to build and dig even deeper into with each other. All right, gang, I will catch up with you next week. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you want some free motivation texted to you every week from me to help you habit hack your health, send me your favorite emoji to 773-904-2157 and sign up for my weekly pump up text. I can't wait to catch up with you there. Hey, and if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can also find the show. Then you can even email me a screenshot of your review and I'll send you either a Starbucks gift card or give you a free habit hacking call with me live on the podcast. Love and appreciate you, friend. I'll see you next time.